We're talking to team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health here today with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. And joining us in the studio, Greg Bortz, communication and marketing specialist, and today's expert, Jessica Fluharty, neuroscience specialist and stroke coordinator from the Primary Stroke Center at University of Maryland Shore Medical Center at Easton. Greg, tell us what's going on and what's new at University of Maryland Shore Regional Health.
Well, as part of the University of Maryland Medical System, Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. And Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board member, and volunteers work with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together. And we do that by offering patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and here to talk more about that is Jessica Fluharty from our Primary Stroke Center.
Stroke is an unfortunate thing, and because May is the National Stroke Awareness Month, we really want to get out there and reach our communities, and it's really important that we educate about stroke and stroke prevention and the risk factors and things that people can do to prevent strokes, because 80% of strokes are preventable. Mm. Stroke is the leading cause of long-term disability in the United States right now. I'm proud and excited to say that we have went down from the third leading cause of death to the fifth leading cause of death now. Mm. So we have really made some good strides in stroke and stroke care. So the focus that I want to talk about for May is FAST. FAST is an easy way to remember the sudden signs of stroke. The F stands for facial drooping. So you want to look to see if one side of the face is drooping versus then the other. Arm, ask them to hold their arm, both arms out. And if one is weaker than the other, if one falls or they can't hold their arm up, that's another sign of a stroke. Slurred speech and trouble getting their words out is the S. And then T is time. So time stands for call 911 because it's really important to get to the hospital. Even if their symptoms start and resolve, it's still important to come into the hospital because we have a very short amount of time that we can give you the medicine that will help it. The drug that we have is called Alteplase, also known as TPA. And that's it's a really strong clot buster that we can give you. Mm-hmm. And we can only give it to you if you arrive to the hospital within 3.5 hours of symptom onset. So as soon as you have the first signs, you need to get to the hospital so we can give you the medicine.
This is not the time to say, let's keep an eye on it and see what it's like tomorrow.
Right. No, not at all. As soon as you know the symptoms, you need to come on in.
And I guess when you call 911, you say, I suspect that I or someone in my family may be having a stroke, they're going to know also to expedite.
Absolutely. Everything. Absolutely. So we work really well with our EMS systems, and I can't say enough about the Talbot County emergency systems, the Caroline County, Queen Anne County. There, all of our EMS is fantastic. They are well-trained to recognize the stroke symptoms. They call the hospital with the stroke alerts, and they transport them lights and sirens as fast as they can into us.
University of Maryland Shore Medical Center at Easton is a primary stroke center. What exactly does that mean?
As a primary stroke center, we are held by the state to provide better outcomes to stroke patients. So being a primary stroke center makes us have things readily prepared, such as the brain attack team. I don't know if anybody's in the hospital and has heard the brain attack team called overhead. Hmm. That's our stroke call, kind of like a code blue or anything. That's our stroke codes. When you hear that call, you can expect that there's a team of people that will respond to the bedside to care for you.
Can you give us kind of a layman's definition of what is a stroke and what happens in the body?
Sure. So there's two different kinds of strokes. You have the ischemic stroke and the hemorrhagic stroke. Hemorrhagic stroke is when you have bleeding in the brain. Unfortunately, when you have a hemorrhagic stroke, we cannot give you the medicine to help because it is a clot buster. So if we give you the clot buster, you're going to just bleed more. And that's unfortunately, we can't do that. Yeah. However, we do have a neurosurgeon that is on site. And if we don't have him there, then we are closely working with the University of Maryland in Baltimore. So we can care for those as well. But the ischemic stroke is a clot. So when you have a clot, the part of the brain beyond the clot doesn't get blood flow. Mm-hmm. And when you don't get blood flow, you have all the neurons that are lost. And there's so many neurons in our brain and so many are lost so fast. That's why time is brain and it's important to come in as fast as you possibly can.
What happens at the hospital when they get there?
You can expect to have a whole slew of team of people to come in and see you. You're going to get your CAT scan done. You'll get some lab work done. You can expect that the emergency physician will be speaking with the neurologist and then we'll talk to you about whether you are a candidate or not for the drug. And then you can expect to get admitted into the ICU and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole comprehensive program that we do for each stroke patient.
Sounds like it. Tell us about some of the risk factors that contribute to stroke and, well, the things that we can control, what we can do about it.
Right, right. So as I said before, 80% of strokes are preventable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're preventable by the modifiable risk factors, which are smoking. If you smoke, quit. We all know it's bad for you. Quit smoking. Control your cholesterol through diet, exercise, and medicine. You want to control your blood pressure also through diet, exercise, and medicine. Control your diabetes, again, through diet, exercise, and medicine. Exercise at least 40 minutes a day, if not more. If you can, if you can't do 40 minutes a day, do 10 minutes four times a day, as much as you possibly can. And maintain a healthy weight, again, by diet, exercise.
And talk about some of the resources in the region that are available for stroke patients and their families.
Absolutely. So some of the the stroke center works with a community, and I'll go out and I'll do some stroke education in the local senior centers or in the 4-H clubs. And the other thing that I'm extremely proud to discuss is our stroke support groups. We have two stroke support groups, one that's located in Easton and one that's located in Queenstown. And it is open to any stroke survivors and any of their caregivers as well. The Easton group meets the first Thursday of every month at the Presbyterian Church from 1 to 2:30. And the Queenstown group meets the fourth Tuesday of every month from 12 to 2.
Putting a special focus on it because May is National Stroke Awareness Month. Jessica Flew-Hardy, Greg Bortz, thanks for visiting this morning.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.